This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have analyzed these incidents post facto as well as during, as you have so many times with me and others here on MSNBC and NBC News, what is the risk? There's certainly a risk of underreaction, but is there any risk of overreaction, of deploying too much? You know, as we've been watching all of this live coming into our satellite center here in New York City and then beaming it out from London, is there ever a point where you go, well, that's too much, or that you shouldn't be applying that amount of force there?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. That was a gentleman by the name of Richard Liu, anchor on MSNBC, and I'm going to give Jim Cavanaugh's response back to that question in a second. But what I want you to understand about that question was how torturous it was. And at the end of it, it got to the worst possible question you can ask. London's in a terror attack. And Richard Liu is interviewing a guy who understands terror. He's an expert. And the guy talks about, hey, listen, we've got this thing moving. It's happening. And we're broadcasting from our New York studios, beaming it into London from outer space, jumping off of a satellite. It's like he's vamping for nothing. And all of that to ask the question, did they overreact? Can you put too much on the street in the event of a terror attack? Maybe it will intimidate the regular citizens if they see a bunch of soldiers or enhanced police presence, etc. This is the way the left believes. Same thing happened. Anybody want to remember where? You remember a little town called Ferguson? You remember Baltimore, where they wanted so few police presence because Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the mayor, said, look, we're going to give you a little time to burn things down and then, you know, calm down. Once you calm down and burn things, you've gotten it all out of your system, then we'll get back with you. Because God forbid they stop them from burning down the city. Don't bring in the National Guard. Don't enhance police force. In fact, police should not have enhanced weapons. They should only have non-lethals. This is the type of stuff you're dealing with. What an idiotic question. In the event of a terror attack, something that has become all too familiar to more countries than you can shake a stick at, and the guy goes, well, might it scare people if you have too big of protection around them? The number one job of a country is to protect its citizens. And he wants to know, can you overprotect us? We're not talking about babies, folks. We're talking about people who want to get on with their daily lives and not feel like they're going to get run over on London Bridge or bombed at an Ariana Grande concert or bombed in a cafe or bombed on a bus. Unbelievable. You want to hear the rest of this?
Oh, well, you know, in the city that's experiencing the attacks, and when there's multiple attacks, really I don't think the response can be too large to get enough officers and investigators there to quickly quell it and then find out what's going on. It's really not a question of too many officers. It's a question of, you know, using them adequately, smartly, getting all the help you can get.
Welcome back. Jim Cavanaugh, the expert, is like, well, it took him like a minute to get the first part. He's been asked such a stupid question. Are there too many? Can you have too many people protecting people in the event of a terror attack? It's like saying, can there be too many first responders in the event of a catastrophe? I'd rather there be too many than too few. Now, I'll tell you this. There can be too few guns at a shootout, particularly if you don't have one. There can be too few fighters at a fight, particularly if you're the person who can't fight. You starting to get the point here? Unbelievable. Richard Liu, seriously, MSNBC, I know you're cleaning house over there, but goodness gracious, can you get some people that know what they're doing? This is, it truly is a mockery over there. Can you, you don't want people protecting citizens. And what's funny, Jim Kavanaugh tries to, you know, well, I mean, it's a matter of do you deploy them in the right way, you know, because he's trying to give him some, you know, ability to not look completely stupid. I thought when they got rid of Melissa Harris-Perry and they watered down Al Sharpton, things would improve. They got rid of Ed Schultz recently. Not Ed, I forget one of them. Or Chris something. They got rid of a guy who was worthless. And they're replacing him with morons. And you know what? All these different, these guys, CNN and MSNBC, they're relishing in the fact that Fox is going through a few things right now. They won't be relishing long. Believe me, people. Fox will get it together. I can't say I'm a fan of all the things that they're doing, but they will eventually find the formula. I trust that's going to occur. Anyway, that was the nonsense that I wanted to kind of introduce you to here. And then I'm going to get into this hour a couple of other things that are of interest. One is there's a narrative that's being set that not all Muslims are bad, I'm not saying all Muslims are. There are people that get tricked into a religion and become radicalized. There are people that will never radicalize because they're just going to go along their merry way. But the real question is, are they willing to battle against Islam when it violates the tenets that it believes? For example, as a Christian, if people were running around cutting off somebody's head, particularly lots of people, I would fight against those people and make sure that they understood you're not going to define our religion. And it would be I would be waging a battle that there would be no doubt that the good side of Christianity is battling this crazy side of Christianity because we're going to stomp it out. You wouldn't have to rely. We wouldn't be going to Muslims going, please help us with you know, blah, blah, blah. The Muslims are coming to Christians going, can you help us escape the jihad of our religion, our caliphate? I will tell you this. As a Christian, if there were people doing the types of things that Muslims are doing, you wouldn't find Christians running from these Christians. We would be whooping their butts. We would end it ourselves. And we're expecting Muslims to do the same thing. But anyway, this particular hour, I want to talk about the Muslim attack in London, the couple of them. I want to talk about the reaction that these Muslims have had to this. I want to talk about the various hypocrisies of the left that are related to this and what they aren't talking about with respect to what Muslims are doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where to get my book. And I talk about Muslims in the book and how all that coming together is going to be a problem. I certainly talked about it in my second book, Sexy Brilliance. And we're in the midst of it. It's funny how I put stuff in these books and then it suddenly just sort of happens. Must be pretty good at this stuff. I mock all of the things that the left does. I make fools of them. And just for the record, because I like doing this at least one time per show, we don't always get to it, but I try to. I will debate any leftist on the planet. I will go to them, as long as they pay for it, I will go to them. You can put it in front of 10 people. You can put it in front of 10,000. I will debate them on issues related to the United States. And I will hand them their bus for you. I will be the undefeated gladiator. I don't care if I have to go until I'm 150. Leftists will never be able to defend what I asked them in an argument. And I won't be argumentative. I'm not talking about getting in there and whooping their butts. Lord knows I can do that. I'm talking about verbally spinning them on their own words. And in fact, I would even have debate rules that say, Kevin, you can only ask questions. You don't even get to have commentary. You just ask questions. So in other words, they say something. I don't give any commentary. I'll just say, so let me ask you this. Boom. Then they'll say something else. I'll go, well, let me ask you this. Boom. And in fact, we should make a game out of it, a drinking game. How many questions does Kevin have to ask before you get drunk if he debates a liberal? And if they're pretty smart, maybe it's three drinks. If they're dumb, which they most of them are, it's one drink because they can't even answer that. That's what we should do. I can stump that liberal in three questions. And you all would go, you all would be going, nah, that's too easy. Kevin, can you do it in two? Okay, I can stump that liberal in two questions. Name that tune. Stump that liberal. They're easy to stump because they're idiots. They have no ability for logic or reasoning. They get mad at me for saying it, but right now they're trying to say, what did you just say? Did you just say? What? I'm trying to think, what you trying to say? Okay, let me help you, liberals. I'm saying you're all dumb. You're idiots of the highest order from the planet Morania. What is it, Morandia? You're morons. And you know what the worst moron is? The person that doesn't know it. Let me give you an example. If you say to me, Kevin, my engine is broken on my car, would you come take a look? I'm going to go, no, I don't know anything about your engine. Why would I go take a look? It would be, why don't you let a monkey look at your engine? It's going to be just as good. You know, I don't need to look at your engine. I'm not going to be able to help you. So, no, I won't go. See, that's the difference. A person who understands where he is limited won't even bother. Liberals, get in the game. Put me in the game, coach. Yeah, but you don't even know the rules. That's okay. I'll learn on the go. I'll learn on the fly. What are you going to learn? What do you want to learn from leftists? That they love to spend money, other people's money, but the minute you want theirs, they become the most self-indulgent pukes on the planet. That's what they are. They will be the most philanthropic, humanistic people you've ever met when they are robbing you. And it's funny. You see the culture. We talk about an entitlement culture, and you use it. You white folks and conservatives, you use it this way. You think of it as, oh, well, we're talking about Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and all kinds of benefits and what have you. No. Most of those aren't even entitlements. They're things you pay into. But I get where you're going, right? No, I'm talking about the entitlement that you went out and you worked for something. And you showed up, you went and bought yourself a new car, or you cashed that check because you're about to run to do something, you know, buy mama something cash. You don't want it showing up on the credit card because you know it's for her, that kind of thing. Whatever you do. And you stop for gas and some dude comes up and robs you at the gas station. Yeah, that's an entitlement. You call it a robbery. You're like, no, I mean, that's an affront, man. And you pick up your cell phone and you're calling 911. Officer, officer, somebody stole my money. I was at the drive. I was just going to get pump some gas. I was going to get my wife a negligee. And the cop's like, what do you look like? I don't know, man. And you describe it and the cop's like, great. What do you want us to do? I've had them ask me this, not in a situation like that. I got my window smashed and they grabbed my camera and my recorder and my leather jacket, and which was brand new. Camera and recorder were brand new too. And anyway, they grabbed it. Cops come in and go, what do you want us to do? I said, I want you to go look for a well-dressed homeless man filming. That's what I want you to do. Stop talking to me. Go find my stuff. Anyway, what was I talking about? I don't even know where I was going with all that. I figured out. I think my point was that liberals will take your stuff, think nothing of it. Police aren't going to help you. They got nothing for you, man. What do you want me to do? Kev, what you want me to do, bro? Nothing. Do nothing. Just forget it. Forget it even happened. All right? They're entitled. And they feel entitled. And let me tell you something. Like I said earlier, a robbery is not a robbery to black thugs. That's a day's work. Y'all are out there, you're confused. You're going, Kevin, is he joking? I'm not kidding you. When guys go out and they snatch a lady's purse, pickpocket somebody, strong arm robbery, whatever you call it, rob a convenience store, rob a bank, you name it. They don't look at that as a crime. They look at it as a job. You force me into a job that I may not want. Now, most of them like it. They do. They like it. They love the thrill of it. They love the terror that they can put in the eyes of somebody when they put a gun in your head. I mean, next to your head, or a gun in your face. If you've never had that happen to you, it's pretty terrorizing. Even for a person like myself. I've had it done. It wasn't anybody wanting to rob me. It was a friend of mine from high school who had a gun pointed up at me when he called me over to the car, and they had a gun pointed up at me, and I didn't know that. And I was looking at him in his eyes like, "What's up, Richard?" And he's like, "Hey, man, I'd come home from school." And he's like, "Hey, Kev." And he goes, and I could see his eyes like, "Look down, look down." So I looked down, and I immediately jumped back, you know, because I saw the barrel of his gun pointing up at me. If he had meant me malice, he could have just pulled the trigger. That would have been the end of that. But he was thinking, you know, it'll be impressive to show me that. Well, let me tell you, it made an impact. And after that, now, it was years later, but I did, you know, when I was teaching martial arts, and we did things like how to take a gun away from somebody quickly. Even toy guns, you'd be shocked at what it makes you feel like when somebody just puts something up in your face like that. You get this reaction, and it has to be quick. Anyway, I'm digressing. My point to all of this, folks, is liberals see all the crimes that they do. You see them as crimes. They don't see them that way. And until you understand their tribal language, you're not going to understand them. They take your money, and it is their job. End of story. And if you don't understand that your job is to make sure that they can't take your money, then guess what's going to happen? Guess who wins? Because it's the animal kingdom. And there's predator and there's prey. And which do you think you are?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. CNN. There was a time when I watched CNN and I thought, you know, good network, didn't really detect any bias. I wasn't looking, I'll be honest with you. So I can't tell you definitively that when it occurred that CNN started becoming leftist. I didn't watch MSNBC very much for no other reason than I just didn't like the people. You know, I didn't find them riveting, so I didn't watch it. I know at some point they became leftist, but I can't tell you when. I'd be lying. I know it started to happen long ago. It was already there even when I watched it. Occasionally I might have went like, that's just nonsense, but I never paid attention. But now we pay attention. Thank Donald Trump, because now let me say this. We were paying attention a little bit leading up to Trump. Now you pay strict attention. Do you not? Let's give some credit where credit is due. I paid attention, but now I come with, once Trump started talking about the media, they're just a, you know, this, that, and the other, I started going, whoa, paying much more attention. Now I'll be blunt, because I want to just rip the Band-Aid off. It's my job to pay more attention than you, so I probably started earlier. You know, we're not trying to figure out who broke up with who here, right? I started earlier. And I noticed it because as a analytical person with degrees in computer science, math, and engineering, and also just being an inquisitive dude to begin with, and then making it sort of my career, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to analyze these guys and understand it. And I'll be blunt, yet again, when I was little, I always was that way. I was very perceptive about these things, where it mattered to me. If you didn't question me, I may not have brought it up to you, but I was noticing all the things. If you had said to me, Kevin, what do you think about the media? I wouldn't be able to tell you specifics or whatever, because I don't know, you know, during the time frame, but I would probably say something like, you know, I've noticed that they tend not, I don't always trust them. I know in the past I did. I trusted Walter Cronkite. He was a leftist, but it wasn't out there. My friend and I were having this discussion the other day. Why wasn't he? It was a different time. Liberalism was something you kept under the, you know, you wouldn't tell somebody you were a progressive. The progressives brag about their agenda.
We played a clip from Hillary Clinton earlier. We're Democrats, high Democrats, and we are doing everything we can to further the progressive agenda, which means we're going to be bringing in Muslim terrorists, we're going to bring in illegals from other countries, and we're going to take jobs away from Americans. We support unions because they will squash you and do everything that we say politically and keep us in power over you. We're going to destroy the middle class. And blah, blah, blah. We will be giving money to Ray Ray and Pookie to take care of their kids and yours. You will have to work twice as hard a year from now than you did now. And we're going to tax the living daylights. They brag about it. Most people would be embarrassed with that agenda. I'm not going to protect you. In fact, I'm going to bring in terrorists to kill you. And then if you attack them or if you say the wrong thing politically, I might just put you in jail for evil talk. We might fine you. That's what Europe does. Europe will jail you. You say, I don't think of Islam as some religion. Oh, to jail with you, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, whatever. So that's the agenda, folks. And the media wants you to believe that they got, we are fair and balanced. And so anyway, CNN's reputation is in the cellar, and rightfully so. Pardon the pun. Now, one would think, given the perception of media, and particularly CNN, they'd work harder to cover things fairly. Sadly, that's not the case. So there was a discussion that turned into a debate. It should have been a very simple policy discussion between Chris Cuomo and the White House's spokesperson, I think on foreign policy, one of them is Sebastian Gorka. And these two went toe-to-toe. And the discussion hinged on Cuomo's contention that the Trump administration was spinning the message on the terror travel ban. Now, I'm only going to play a couple of clips from this video that we've got up, but I'm telling you, you've got to watch this through its entirety. It is a must-see. Gorka is clearly the big boy here. And Chris Cuomo is just, you won't admit it. You won't admit that it's a ban. You won't. And Gorka's going, why do I care what you call it? Let's talk about the policy of it. But I'm going to let you hear the first part of the exchange.
Sebastian Gorka. It is good to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sean Spicer, everybody else around the president, scolded the media. Stop calling it a travel ban, this executive order. That's not what it is, you fake news people. And then President Trump this morning says what we've known all along, Sebastian. It is a ban. He likes that it's a ban. He likes the original ban. And that's what he wants everybody to know. Why play the games?
There are no games. The president can call it whatever he likes because he has the constitutional authority to control whoever comes into this country, Chris. That's his job. The Constitution, tradition, precedence, and administrative law give him that right. If he wants to call it a ban, he's the president, he's the chief officer of this administration, and he has every right to do that.
Right. And why wasn't the administration just honest about it all along? Why have Sean Spicer and you and everybody else say it's not a ban, it's just vetting, and you're trying to make it sound like something it isn't? The president just proved what the truth is. All this has been spin and a distraction. Why?
I'm not going to fall into the trap of us being spinmeisters when CNN is one of the greatest purveyors of fake news. The fact is, it's been the same since the beginning. From the first EO to the second EO, it's one thing, Chris. It's about protecting Americans. And if anybody out there has a problem with us trying to keep Americans safe, then they need to look in the mirror and they need to ask themselves whether they are the purveyors of fake news.
Sebastian, it has always been about who it targets, how it targets them, and whether or not that is what will keep us safe. And you guys played games about it and said it's not a ban. I could play you Sean Spicer right now, but you know it's true. And then the president decides to be honest about it this morning. That is spin. You are the purveyor of spin because that was your message, that it wasn't a ban and it was untrue. That's why I'm asking you.
So I guess President Obama was also a purveyor of spin with that calculation, because the executive order is based upon the Obama White House analysis of the seven nations of greatest concern for immigration into America. Well, is he a purveyor of spin, Chris?
Well, that's an interesting question. And while
it is, isn't it?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson. I'm going to leave that
there. That interview was 16 minutes, and I played about 2.5 minutes of that. And it's funny to listen to Chris Cuomo not really ask questions. He has questions with a bias. He's not, if he said, listen, here's what I think the public would like to know. The president is calling it a ban. You guys are saying that it isn't. So there's a clear disjoint there. Can you explain that? And allow Gorka to explain. And Gorka, who was very eloquent in saying he can call it whatever he wants because he is the only person who actually can call it a ban, and you can call, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, is the president. But when it comes to actual policy, it isn't banning Muslims or Arabs. And he goes on to make bigger points that Chris Cuomo refuses to take into account, and he will not answer the questions. Gorka's like, if you want to make this a tete-a-tete, let's do it, because I'm going to ask you questions that you flatly won't answer. And he accuses Gorka of not answering, and Gorka says, I've been answering your question the whole time. Folks, it was truly something to watch. One of the best interviews, and it shows you this priceless obsession with the left when they think they're on to something. I want you to keep in mind, what were we talking about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago? If you need a reminder, I'll talk like this and I'll tell you my name is Vladimir. We were talking about Russia. Now we're back to a Muslim travel ban, and I want you to understand the timing. Chris Cuomo is debating Gorka, one of the foreign policy advisors to the president, over the idea of banning Muslims in the wake of a Muslim attack in Britain. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a good analogy to compare this to, but just think of it, the timing couldn't be worse for them. You would think that he would stick to Russia right now and go, listen, there was a bombing. Let's not talk about the travel ban because, you know, we've got this Russia thing. Russia, Russia, Russia. But instead, they run to it because they're trained to do this. I want you to understand what's going on. They're trained to go, oh, there's a problem. We got to go put out the fire of that problem. Donald Trump has been vindicated by Britain. Do you get it? And all these trained SEALs, these lapdog media, they run over with their fire hoses and go, let's put this fire out. It's not a Muslim issue, man. What, Trump still wanted to ban Muslims, and he's racist, and he's this, and he's that. And Gorka's going, explain to me how it's racist. We didn't ban Egypt. They have the largest Muslim, largest Arab population in the world. We didn't ban Indonesia with the largest Muslims.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So anyway, look, America's a great melting pot, and this room is evidence of that. But, you know, there are certain ethnicities that you will never see in certain occupations. How do you're reaching the New York City office of a Ku Klux Klan. Our office masses are locating in the Chinatown and Harlem. If you don't like a black people, press one. If you don't like a Jew, press two. Para Espanol, oprima numero tres.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, the world has changed dramatically. From in the last three decades or so, you may not be paying attention, but it really has. And here's the biggest thing that I will tell you is nobody, not many people, feel the level of appreciation for being taken in as a refugee or made a citizen of a country. There used to be times when, you know, people would just, I mean, it was cry fest. Go down to immigration, watch people become citizens. It was a cry fest. Now, the badge of honor is I'm able to get welfare, and doing it illegally, getting on the system illegally, man, is just it's so easy now. It's ridiculous. It's been intentionally made that way, and I couldn't imagine going to another country and not trying to be the best citizen of that country, going there to be mad at them, and having been forced from my own country. I would go there to be mad at them, you know. Oh, gee, you don't have the same laws as we had, and I don't get it. After, you know, I got my butt kicked in my previous country, I'm going to come over here and start some mess. Your track record is not very good. If you can't kick butt in your own country, where you got all the advantages, you got friends, family, you got neighbors, you got all the advantages, the language, and all the other things, you know the lay of the land, then you're going to come over here and start popping off? Get punched in your lips? Boop. And I often talk about these 60, I think it's 65 or so million people, 66.5 million, is that right? 66.5 million people on the run in the world, the most in any time in history, 99.9% of them running from brown countries to white countries in order to brown up those countries. And I say to myself, why? Why would you, if you got that many people running from their homelands, why would you brown your country? I wouldn't brown my bread. Seriously? It's crazy to me. I don't want to give you white people too much ammunition because you might think I'm trying to help you. But I'll tell you this. I don't see you guys clamoring to get to Africa. I don't see you guys clamoring to get to South America or Central America. Y'all don't even really want to go to Asia. And that's okay. That's a pretty close color match. You know what I mean? As far as the swatch goes, it's not too bad. There's white and there's off-white. I mean, I know brown and white go well together. Don't misunderstand me. You know, I get it. But you know what I'm saying? Politically speaking, Asians tend to be a little more civilized. You can get into some crazy areas. Don't misunderstand me. But as a rule, they tend to be more civilized. But when they leave, when these Africans and these Middle Easterners leave and they go other places, they lose their minds. And it's pretty evident what's going on. You know, I don't need to be Nostradamus to tell you what the future is. If you who was it? Czech? No, somebody that has, they're not, what country were we just talking about the other day that is not accepting any Muslims? Like Guatemala or whatever. But let me put it to you this way. If you're a country that is not accepting Muslims and somehow you let the world opinion force you to accept Muslims, I can predict your future for you. Within 10 years, you're going to start getting Muslim attacks. Within 10 years, you're going to have Muslims with an area of your country or your city that is going to be strictly for Muslims. They're going to move everybody out with all of their bad habits, and it will make it a Muslim enclave, and then they'll start practicing Sharia law, and eventually they'll infiltrate your government. They'll start demanding things that Muslims should get as a test to your will. And the more you give, the more they'll ask. It won't end until they've taken over. That's what I can predict for you. That's what I can predict for the United States. That's what I can predict for anywhere in the world. If you want to live peacefully, you better make sure you limit your Muslim population. And for the record, people will be mad at me when I say this, but I don't care. Same is true of black folks. you get an area where black folks are cordoned off and you've got one of the most unsafe areas in the city. You let that spread like a cancer, because that's what it is, like Detroit, like Baltimore, like Cleveland, you will send everybody fleeing and you will have a war zone. That's the way it works. And this multiculturalization that has brought in hundreds of thousands of Muslims to different countries around the world is living proof of exactly what I'm talking about. It is an absolute examination of what we profess every day, which is, look, I have no beef with the so-called moderate Muslims that want to come here and worship in whatever faith, etc. I have a problem when they won't fight their own. They want us to do it. They've watched it spread. It isn't like there are not enough examples for them to go, you know, say it was one that one group, man, they're just so crazy. We can't stand those guys. How many things? They got Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab. There must be 50 Al-somethings, Boko Haram. They got all kinds of groups. Sects within Islam who want to destroy and are kidnapping young girls in Nigeria, raping them, making them slaves to the fighters, to the warriors out there, sex slaves, things like this. And it isn't one group. It's multiple groups in multiple areas. And the moderate Muslims look around and go, well, I mean, whatever. Well, there isn't a whatever. Muslims, typically, you would greet, you know, when something happens like what happened in London or in the United States with the World Trade Center, we collectively in the world grieve. Let me tell you, Muslims, they grieved over the London attack by mocking the death of the Brits and others. And we posted a story where they said, F you and F your flag. Muslim guys walking, his sirens are running by. They're celebrating this tragedy, a tragedy that killed Londoners. The very place where they're from, that has ingratiated them, that has made them a part of the culture. These suckers are jubilantly walking around London. Sirens are blazing. People are afraid. And they're, ha, 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 ha. I didn't even bother to get the clip because they're speaking in Arab, then in Arabic. And then a little while later, one of them says something like, F you and F the flag. That's it. Let me translate for you. F you, F your flag. That's what he said. See, leftists want to deny that. They want to convince us that Muslims love their invaded countries. Could have been true years ago. But years of leftist PC multiculturalism change that dynamic forever. These animals appreciate nothing. Their grandparents may have run from oppression, but these third world goat humpers and their leaders, they appreciate nothing. Years of leftism have convinced them they're victims. We're victims. And now they want revenge for nothing. What have we done to wrong them? Oh, well, you know, 500 years ago, you did this, and the host of Montezuma, you said in the Marine Corps hymn, we do not like this. We want to kill you all. We will chop off your heads. All over the world, tragedies befall civilized countries. Muslims do nothing productive. Instead, they celebrate calamities of the Western world, folks. They take pride in catastrophes in Europe. Pride in catastrophes in North America. They particularly enjoy catastrophes of their own creation. When the World Trade Center fell, Muslims all over the world celebrated. Donald Trump may have talked about ones in New Jersey. Don't know, don't care. All over the world, there were videos of Muslims celebrating the demise of America. They had a name for us. I don't even remember what it was, like the giant infidel or something like that. Very creative, these Muslims. I dare say, folks, no true American would celebrate such a thing had it happened to another country. I wouldn't. Even a country that technically I don't like, I would not celebrate something like the World Trade Center.
Be won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.